And I want to welcome everybody to the Dollar Bill Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Coria. And folks, I got to say, this has been about a year coming for me. I've been trying to get this podcast together for about a year now. And I got to say, it is so much harder than I thought it was going to be. It's so much harder to find the time to read through all the articles and watch all the film on these games. And I got to say, thank you for your patience, and I really hope that I can bring everybody some good fantasy football insight for your seasons and help you, win some money. So with that, I'd like to just introduce myself a little bit. My name's Tony Coria. I'm from Chicago. I'm a huge Bears fan. I got the Bears going 7-9 this season. I don't think they're going to be a playoff team, but I like the way the direction the team is going. They're trending up. I think Matt Nagy is going to really have these boys, in the playoffs in the next couple years. So that's where I am with the Bears. With this very first episode, I want to talk about the 2018 preseason treasure and trash. So these are going to be some players that I'm going to highlight for you to draft for your season-long fantasy football teams. And after watching, all the games on NFL Game Pass, I have to say there's a lot that you can really take away from watching preseason games, and I'm going to tell you what I saw. So with that, I want to get into the first treasure, and that's going to be our quarterback, and that is going to be Tyrod Taylor. So I watched all three games of Tyrod Taylor, and I got to say the first game against the Giants was very, it was awesome. It was awesome to watch. He went out there and lit it up. He was 5 for 5, 99 yards and a touchdown, QBR rating of 158. But if you just watched the game and you watched him, play, he tore the Giants defense apart. He's really accurate. He has a rocket arm. He can make those sideline throws, those deep outs, those 15, 20-yard deep outs, no problem. And he was just pinpoint accurate. Him and Jarvis Landry were just, in sync in that game. And they looked pretty much in sync most of the preseason. The second and third game, second game against Buffalo, he didn't play too much. 7 for 4 for 22 yards. Didn't look bad. Just didn't get a big sample sizing. The third game against the Eagles, which, they have a really great defense. He was 16 for 11, 65 yards, QBR of 76. Not fantastic, but he did get hurt that game. He hurt his, dislocated his pinky finger. But I have to say, the accuracy was still there. The running game is just extremely open because of all the weapons they have and because of his passing ability and his ability to run and elude the rush. I gotta say, he's somebody that I'm really targeting for season-long drafts. Maybe as a second quarterback with really high upside. I have no problem taking him as my second quarterback in season-long play. He's very accurate. He's got a strong arm. He can run. He's got a lot of weapons at his disposal. You think about Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, Carlos Hyde, Nick Chubb, Duke Johnson. That's a really stacked offense, I'm thinking. And then you put in, Chan Gailey coming from Pittsburgh with what he's done, with Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. I think that you're going to have a lot of success in Cleveland. He's going to have a lot of success in Cleveland. So I have to say, Tyrod Taylor is my QB preseason treasure. And moving on to the running back treasure for the 2018 preseason, my running back treasure was Christian McCaffrey of the Carolina Panthers. So, I know everybody is down on the Panthers this year because they lost, two or three offensive linemen, starting offensive linemen, and Cam Newton is a running quarterback, and he's going to steal those goal line touchdowns and this and that. But if you watch the preseason, and if you know a little bit about Ron Turner, he wants to run the ball, run the rock. He's going to run the rock. So, for in the first three preseason games, McCaffrey was on the field a lot. Week one, 4 snaps, 11 yards and a touchdown. Week six, six snaps. These are rushing snaps, by the way. Six snaps, 92 yards and a touchdown. That was where he ran like a 60-yard touchdown, one of the very first couple plays of the game. Week three, 12 for 12 for 48 yards. He finished the preseason 22 for 21 for 151 yards and two touchdowns, and that's just rushing. Receiving, he had eight receptions and 73 yards. If you put all together, that's pretty much maybe two or three quarters of play with that kind of production. He's going to get the ball. They're talking about Ron Turner wants 30 carries a game for McCaffrey, and he's fast. And a lot of people talk about McCaffrey, not being able to withstand the punishment of a NFL running back because he's a smaller back. But I'm telling you, folks, he's so quick, it doesn't really matter. And he's going to get so much play being a receiving running back as well. He really, really just stood out to me in the preseason. And he's somebody that I'm targeting, in the second round of drafts, like early second round if I can get him. But, a lot of people are taking him too, so it's going to be hard to get him. If you have the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th pick of a draft, I really, really, encourage you to try to take him on that second turnaround as quickly as you can. Christian McCaffrey, my running back treasure of this preseason. Right, continuing on with our wide receiver treasure for the 2018 preseason, it's going to be Tyreek Hill. And if you watch any of the Chiefs preseason games, you would probably be agreeing with me. So this dude is an absolute beast. He is so fast, it's insane. And if you put that ability, if you put that quickness with the ability to become a good route runner, which I think he has this season, it's insane. He just creates so much separation that he's constantly open, and he's definitely the number one read for Patrick Mahomes in that Kansas City offense. It's crazy. What he had, let's see, 12, 14 targets, 14 receptions, 182 yards and a touchdown. That's insane for preseason work. And just like talking about it is nothing to actually watching it. I really watched that third game with against the Bears because I'm a, Bears fan, and I was like, wow, holy cow. He's all over the place. He's open. He's getting the ball. He even had a designed run where he took it for like, 20 yards on the first play. Tyreek Hill is definitely the number one option there, which is disappointing for Sammy Watkins fans because he's going to be a third, maybe even fourth option on that Kansas City offense. Watkins looked horrible in preseason. I really don't have much of Watkins stock. In my teams, for this season, but I'm definitely targeting Tyreek Hill, and I'm willing to take him, in the third round, maybe even the back of the second, which is a little early, but I believe so much in him, and I think he'll be a difference maker in actually winning your leagues this year because he's gonna be a top five receiver. So Tyreek Hill, definitely my 2018 wide receiver preseason treasure. All right, continuing on with our wide receiver treasure for the 2018 preseason, it's going to be Tyreek Hill. And if you watch any of the Chiefs preseason games, you would probably be agreeing with me. So this dude is an absolute beast. He is so fast, it's insane. And if you put that ability, if you put that quickness with the ability to become a good route runner, which I think he has this season, it's insane. He just creates so much separation that he's constantly open, and he's definitely the number one read for Patrick Mahomes in that Kansas City offense. It's crazy. He what he had he had let's see 12, 14 targets, 14 receptions, 182 yards and a touchdown. That's insane for preseason work, and just like talking about it is nothing to actually watching it. I really watched that third game with against the Bears because I'm a, Bears fan, and I was like, wow, holy cow. He's all over the place. He's open. He's getting the ball. He even had a designed run where he took it for like, 20 yards on the first play. Tyreek Hill is definitely the number one option there, which is disappointing for Sammy Watkins fans because he's going to be a third, maybe even fourth option on that Kansas City offense. Watkins looked horrible in preseason. I really don't have much of Watkins stock in my teams, for this season. But I'm definitely targeting Tyreek Hill, and I'm willing to take him, in the third round, maybe even the back of the second, which is a little early, but I believe so much in him, and I think he'll be a difference maker in actually winning your leagues this year because he's going to be a top five receiver. So Tyreek Hill, definitely my 2018 wide receiver preseason treasure. All right, my tight end treasure for the 2018 season is going to be Zach Ertz of the Philadelphia Eagles. So, there's a lot of players that I like that I really liked in the preseason. These are just some of the ones that I want to highlight to you guys. But Zach Ertz, he's got a couple things going for him. So he didn't play a whole lot in the preseason. But, Philadelphia, that offense is really banged up. Carson Wentz is out probably 2 or 3 weeks. Alshon Jeffrey the same. The running game isn't that strong with Jay Ajayi. So, that leaves Nelson Aguilar, Zach Ertz, and Nick Foles. And, Nick Foles, I kind of feel like he's like a dink and dunk quarterback. Even though he did pretty well in the Super Bowl and surprised everybody. Surprised me. I lost a lot of money in that game because of him. But let's see, Zach Ertz, let's take this week 3 game that he just had. He was 5 for 4. 26 yards. He didn't play very much, but he's targeted a lot by Nick Foles. And I feel like he's going to be Nick Foles' go-to guy, especially for that first few weeks. So, definitely, Zach Ertz is going to be the primary target. So that's a tight end, that I'm, looking at. He's not my first tight end that I'm going to take. I would rather take Gronk. I would rather have Gronk over Ertz, but he's definitely going to have the volume that you're going to want for a tight end, and he's going to produce for you. So definitely take definitely think about taking Zach Ertz. You could probably get him third or fourth round, maybe. I've seen him go in the fifth round in some drafts. So that's a good value if you can get him in the fifth round. But that's a little. It's a little late, especially in 10-team or 12-team leagues. So, yeah, Zach Ertz, boys. And here comes the trash man. So, we had the treasures of 2018 preseason. Now here comes the trash. Take out the trash because it stinks. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm preaching. So let's start with the quarterback. My quarterback that I'm avoiding, and I just think looked just as bad as he did last year, is Marcus Mariota of the Tennessee Titans. That offense, people say, oh, they look pretty good. They scored some points. But Mariota looks the same as he did last year. He looks like garbage. He's inaccurate. Those wide receivers are overrated. The ball doesn't look good coming out of his hands. And there was a couple of plays where he's just throwing some slant routes to some receivers, and every ball is behind the receiver or in front of it. None of them were ever on path, and I think he's going to struggle. He's going to continue to struggle. They brought in some new coaches there in LaFleur, and they want to run that Rams offense. They want to be a quick tempo offense, which we've all been rooting for Mariota to do since he's coming into the league. And the past 2 years, he just hasn't got it done. And I don't see much changing for this year for him as well. So I'm definitely not drafting Marcus Mariota, and I advise you highly not to as well. So continuing on with our running back trash, running back was a little bit harder because they don't really play too much in the preseason. A lot of teams are trying to save their running backs. So this one is a little harder because I don't want to say he's trash. But he's definitely someone that I'm worried about. And I'm going to say, I changed my mind at the last minute because I was going to go Dalvin Cook. But there's somebody who I'm avoiding even more than Dalvin Cook. And it's going to be Jerick McKinnon. for the San Francisco 49ers. So Jarrett got hurt in the first, well, in practice, in preseason practice. Hasn't played any of the preseason. He is a smaller back. This is a soft tissue injury. And I just think that him being out really opened the door for Alfred Morris and Matt Breida to come in and steal a lot of his touches, because I think they're going to be worried about him. So I think you're just not going to get the production from McKinnon, especially where he's being drafted at. He's going in the second round, top of the third round. There's plenty of other players I'd rather have than McKinnon. So definitely not feeling the love for Jerick McKinnon. Take out the trash. So wide receiver trash for the 2018 preseason. I had a couple. I mentioned Sammy Watkins. I definitely am staying away from him. I'm a little bit wary of Allen Robinson because of all the weapons that Chicago has, and he really hasn't seen too much action in the preseason. But the number one wide receiver who I'm definitely avoiding and look to me is just was the trash of the 2018 preseason is Demaryius Thomas of the Broncos. So Case Keenum has definitely heavily targeted Emmanuel Sanders. For the preseason, Demaryius Thomas, he only played two games, four receptions or four targets, three receptions, 18 yards, and he was pretty much just invisible. Wasn't even there. And he's had some injuries the past couple seasons, and talked about how he changed his diet to get his hip in better shape, and I just don't see it. I think that this offense is going to run through Emmanuel Sanders. He looked like the better football player on the field. He just Emmanuel Sanders is the go-to guy in Denver. So I'm definitely fading Demaryius Thomas, and for the preseason, he's definitely my wide receiver trash. And moving to tight end, Evan Ingram, my 2018 preseason trash tight end. Evan Ingram got hurt in his last game. He got concussed. He only played two games, six targets, five receptions, 36 yards. I just think that the Giants with Saquon Barkley, they're gonna run the ball a lot. They're gonna try to run the ball. You have Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard, who looked really good in the preseason. I just think that the Giants are such a bad team. They're not going to have a lot of time for Eli Manning to really sit back there and have the time to find Ingram. And I think he just overrated. I think last year he really benefited from Odell Beckham Jr. going down early. So he became that second option. I really believe he's a fourth option in this offense, because I think Beckham, Sterling, Shepard, and Barkley are going to come ahead of him. So, I think he's gonna be one of those target regressions and fewer targets. So definitely, not really fading Evan Ingram, and I'd rather have Trey Burton or even like I said, Zach Ertz than Evan Ingram. And Evan Ingram is on a lot of people's board is the number five or six tight end, four or five, six tight end. So, but here at Dollar Bill, he is definitely not on our radar. So I got to say, this has been a lot of fun, talking about fantasy football. I'm so excited for the season. I'm really hoping to do well this year and win some leagues and win a bunch of money and help you win some money. I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate you putting up with my very first episode. I'm going to try to get better every week and bring you a good product and a nice steady flow of talking, which, this is really hard. I'm sitting here in my front room. People from Chicago know what I'm talking about. Front room. French room. Talking to myself. My dog and cat are looking at me like I'm crazy, but this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. So thank you for everything. Try to get to you with another episode very soon. Thanks for listening. Dollar Bill Fantasy Football. Dollar Bill, y'all.